Right now, it is time to turn things over and go to Jim Lynch. It is time for Cover Your Assets. Jim, an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, and politics, bringing well over 40 years of experience to those subjects and more. And we say good morning to the mighty Mr. Lynch in New York City. Good morning.
And good morning to you and everyone out there. Hope you're doing well. Hope you had a good Father's Day. Couple of things, good things. The Toronto Raptors, a basketball team that's been around for a bit, scored their first major championship. And a little underscoring of that, the St. Louis Blues, a hockey team, first championship ever. So congrats to both. Also congrats to Jon Stewart, who made an impassioned speech before somewhat of an empty House of Representatives the other day, but they did pass what he's been after for 18 years, a amount of money that will cover those who were damaged by their work at the World Trade Center site after 9/11. So you can get the details, obviously, on the Internet, but Stewart, what a champion, great not only a great comedian, but a great finder of talent. As you can see, many shows on TV now have his people, the people he brought along. But what a great American citizen to do this for 18 years. And so hats off, John. Thank you very much. You're a great patriot.
What's interesting about that and what people should understand is the fight is not over, because now that bill goes to the Senate. It gets House approval, it goes to the Senate, and once again it has to pass the Senate. And as we've seen with every piece of legislation the Democratic House has put forward so far to the Senate, they've not been
well,
active.
You know, I understand that, and I agree. Conceivably, Mitch McConnell would like to table this as well as everything else. But I think when he tables this one, it'll be the final nail in his coffin, which we're preparing now, in that he's sitting on 100 to 200 bills passed by the House, and he can't get away with this. The American people have got to come awake to the fact that one man is exercising power which limits our democracy. I don't know how many Republicans would vote for whatever these bills are.
Just takes one.
Nobody is given a chance to vote.
It just takes one person to block it in the Senate, in the party.
Right.
One person. You know, and I would agree with you, Jim, except for one thing. He managed to deny Barack Obama the ability to appoint a Supreme Court justice for over a year and a half in Barack Obama's term. So the leader of the Senate, when you have the majority with you, is a very, 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 very powerful position and is not to be taken lightly. So he says he will not block this bill, but I'll have to wait to see if anybody else in the caucus
as
agrees.
As a guesser, I'm going to say that he's not going to, just as a predictor, I'm going to say it's not going to get blocked. But I have a question to ask you. Yeah, he is up for re-election, yes?
Mm-hmm.
And
the Democrats are fielding a candidate that's good against him, but that doesn't mean anything.
And what I'm asking, I'm not asking whether he's going to win. I'm asking that if he wins, does he remain in his post as Senate Majority Leader?
Only if the Republicans retain control of the Senate, which they probably would do in a race coming up like this.
Okay.
But it all depends on the outcome of the election. I mean, if the Senate either flips to the Democrats or becomes a 50-50 split, then all bets are off. But that's a lot to ask for. That's a lot to ask for two elections in a row to, A, take back the House and then take back the Senate also during a presidential year, Jim. That's a big bill of goods for the Democratic Party to try to do.
Okay, well, short term, for those Republicans who appreciate what the firemen have done, and let's face it, We're talking to people in various parts of New York, Connecticut, and Massachusetts, states that have been known for their patriotism. Why not write Donald Trump, who's always out there saying how much he supports the police and the firemen? Now, I know it's his wont to get publicity. Well, this might be a nice way for him to get publicity. I keep reading now that people are saying he's going to try and do a lot of things to get reelected. This might help him. The other thing, though, back to Mitch McConnell, I would hope that Congress is preparing an investigation of Mitch McConnell and his wife, who is the Secretary of Transportation in the Congress of Donald Trump. Her family has donated millions of dollars to Mitch McConnell's campaigns. He started with $3 million. He's now got $25 million. And it goes something like this. The audacity of this woman and Mitch McConnell, she hired an aide from Mitch McConnell to be the personal liaison to shepherd a deal to create a steel plant in Kentucky, which is Mitch McConnell's state, and the person who was bankrolling it was a Russian oligarch. So I'd like to see a lot more of this impeaching, arresting, whatever you want to say. But Mitch is loaded with problems, and I think it's a matter of the Democrats getting their dander up and spending time and money to out him. I am certain, has taken money from the Russians, conceivably legally, but maybe not so legally. So I think there's a lot more to come on Mitch, and I'm going to certainly be talking about it and writing about it. Continuing on the political event, speaking of the President of the United States, Donald Trump, I think in July, a doctor, you might want to write this name down because she wrote a very good book, which I think you might want to read if you're interested in electing a president. Her name is Bandy, B-A-N-D-Y, X, like X marks the spot, Lee, L-E-E. She is a doctor of divinity. She's at the Yale School, and psychiatrist as well. She's written a book. She's been around for a while. It's called The Dangerous Case of Donald Trump. 27 psychiatrists and mental health people, basically, they're expert. And they assess Trump's mental state, which, unless you're blind in one eye and can't see out of the other, is in shambles. The key to this is this lady and a number of colleagues will be testifying in July to a bipartisan committee. So you're going to want to either get the book, get a synopsis of the book, get ready for that, because it will be a very important meeting. And again, if you go on the internet, you can get all of the information on this lady and certainly a synopsis of a book. It's a must-read. I predict that it will be a great complement to the Mueller report. It won't be as difficult to get through, only because of the size of it and the legalese of it. But if you haven't gotten your Mueller report yet, they're flying off the shelves at, for instance, Barnes & Noble's here in Manhattan, where the clerk said, we've never had a 600-page book just fly out the door. It's really important that we spend some time, a lot of time, frankly, at this time in the life of our country, because we could be on the precipices of God knows what. Key to possible impeachment of the president, Katie Porter, a new House member from California, She won a district that had been Republican since Moses. She has come out and now favors going ahead with impeachment. She's from a very conservative district. She's very articulate. She's very smart. You could catch her on a number of meetings that she's had where she's interviewed people in the House, like Jamie Dimon, the chairman of Morgan Guarantee, J.P. Morgan, I beg your pardon. Anyhow, that's the chew on. And one last thing before we turn it over to the resident gurus, Facebook, what you know, they're going to create a cryptocurrency with, I think, MasterCard and Uber. I have not read the details of it, you know, the real nuts and bolts, but my general impression is I would run, like, from the plague, anything Facebook does. We discussed Bitcoin, which is a made-up currency, at least over a year ago. Jill brought it up, and we chatted and so forth. And Bitcoin was selling at $20,000 at the time. And we said we didn't like it and wouldn't get involved. It went subsequently to $2,000. I think it's now back to $6,000. I stopped following it after a while. So for the average person, you don't need anything like crypto currencies. And by the way, the European Union is working on creating its own mechanism for the European Union, for people to do credit cards and things like that. They want to get away from relying on the U.S. dollar. Also, the Chinese have been working on making their currency, yuan, a more significant currency in world trade. So these are things, as investors or as consumers, you should be very aware of, that there are things on the horizon that could have implications. What? I don't know. I mean, it depends how the cookie crumbles. Anyhow, back to home base.
You know, it's what's interesting. All that you talked about there, but then you you flip the switch and you.
Sorry, Marshall, I didn't hear.
You know, when you look at everything that you just talked about right there, but you flip a switch and then you look at what's going on in international politics. I think one of the most amazing stories that deserves even more continued coverage is the fact that Hong Kong is literally spitting in the face of mainland China. The demonstrations have not ceased, even though they got an apology from the head of Hong Kong and a delay of the law that they wanted to put in effect. But yesterday in Hong Kong, the biggest turnout yet of people, over 3 million people, lined the main streets from basically afternoon until about 10 o'clock at night, where you couldn't even move in the streets to still voice their disapproval. It's going to be very interesting to see how China either blinks on this or moves forward with more authoritarian rules for Hong Kong. It has a lot. Hong Kong has basically financed the Great Revolution in China. What you see with industries and what you see with the cities and the modernization of infrastructure and what they do across the world. So they have to be very, very careful how they handle that, because as years ago when I was golfing at Hotchkiss with a very wealthy parent of a Hotchkiss student who owned one of the major dress manufacturers in Hong Kong, I looked at her and said, "What do you think about the impending takeover of Hong Kong by China?" And she looked at me and she said, "It will be their cash cow. They'll be very careful with it." Well, they have been, but they're trying to stretch it out a bit now, and I think they're seeing that
it's the scourge of social media.
Yeah, you know, 3 million people showing up on consecutive nights in Hong Kong. It's a different thing than Tiananmen Square.
Completely.
Completely different. And this is going to be their opportunity to either blink or say, you know what, we're getting a lot out of Hong Kong. Let's keep it the way it is.
Which is what the apology came out of, and we'll see. You know, and we'll see who ends up getting thrown under the bus, if you will, on this one. But what I think is important to note, and Marshall, you and I discuss this all the time. Jim, I know you agree. It would be lovely if the coverage of this situation were a little more nuanced and a little less full of pronouncements about what's going to happen, when in fact what people should be observing is a really interesting evolution and development. And it would just, I see all these claims and exclamations and this and that, and it's just like, all right, this is happening. Keep an eye on it. But of course, I don't rule the world.
That is the thing to look at. Another big thing to look at is, and this really hits home. There is little to no doubt about who either sent missiles or attached mines to the shipping in the Gulf. There's very little doubt to that. What is amazing, though, is because of the total horrible handling of what we do as a country and our image as a country with Donald Trump, is that we now only have Saudi Arabia and Israel who believe the videos and the pictures our military have transferred out of the Gulf of Oman. If you were to take this back 2 years and those pictures had come out and President Obama was in office, guess what? There would be more than just Israel and Saudi Arabia that would be agreeing with us. But we are isolating ourselves internationally from major, major players, which casts doubt on things that you can see with your own two eyes. These are some of the ramifications of what the international implications are with the United States now operating in the world, Jim.
I totally concur with that point. And there was an article or something that, you know, how well Trump has done in alienating our allies. I thought of this very thing, or trying to prove to the world that the Iranians did it. I do recall another president who did not get the popular vote and who happened to be a Republican, George Bush Jr., who agreed or allowed Dick Cheney to lie to him, and the current national security guy, John Bolton, about weapons of mass destruction. Remember that one, folks? Weapons of mass destruction. Well, George Bush, Dick Cheney, and Bolton took us into that Iraq war, and it totally upset the balance that existed there. It inflamed various negative factions. And here we are 18 years later, because a president who was not elected by popular vote, that may or may not mean something, and was also a Republican, took us there. Fast forward to today, the allies like Britain and France, who we conned into that Iraqi fiasco, they're now saying, hey, you know, show me the body. Show me the proof. And we're going to lose them even more over this, because if you really have the proof, come on, folks. You know, this is the technological age. It'd be all over the internet. I want to make a very important point along the lines of this Iranian crisis, which might result in some kind of violence, certainly economic disturbance. You know, we had a treaty with Iran, China, Russia, I believe Japan, that stated that Iran would stop producing at the rate it was its nuclear capability and would not create weapons from the nuclear. Obama and John Kerry and all of the people who worked on this for years, they had this agreement. It was put in place. Iranians, according to an international body which supervises what they're doing, they go into the country and they look at the plants and everything else. To my knowledge, there's not been one violation of what Iran agreed to. Trump comes in and wants to change every good thing that has been created in the past 10, 15 years and going back some. He deliberately, like a child, comes into a room and looks at his friend, and his friend, an airplane model, and it really looks good, and he goes over and he breaks it because he doesn't want to be outshone by his friend. But childlike behavior is not acceptable in the President of the United States. And it transcends simply breaking a toy. He's putting all our lives in the balance here because, you know, he doesn't understand. This man does not have any knowledge of anything, doesn't care to read, doesn't care to listen, doesn't care to reason. If we have an altercation in Iran where we get too aggressive with them and they start blowing up tankers, and they basically block the Strait of Hormuz, they're already suffering from our sanctions. We do the wrong thing, they'll blow up the oil market. You'll see oil at $100 a pop, and you'll see your gas at $7 or $8.
All right, we're out of time, Jim.
On that good news. Gosh darn it. All right. You're great. I love you, and you have a great week. And I'll talk to you at the next mental health symposium.
Okay,
thank
Jim,
you.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets this morning here on Robinhood Radio, robinhoodradio.com on the web.